MTB Cast.
Yes, MTB, this is Hal Russell on Nathan Trail Race. I'm getting ready to camp here somewhere, I think, before a little town called Emory. I was trying to make it to Emory, trying to get my 100 miles. I want to get 100 miles in today and tonight, but I was going to go up to Emory and then go on up towards Mountain Pass somewhere, but my pink line brought me through a little dirt road beside a big highway, and then all of a sudden I'm in sand and wrecked, and then I get back up, and I'm on my pink line, so I keep going, and then I in a swamp, and so I wade through that swamp, and there's no road there, but there had been some kind of road, but there isn't anymore. I wade through the swamp, come out of the swamp, get back on kind of a little road, and then drop off into another road, and it comes to a bridge that's out, and the dirt, and just looks straight down. So I backtracked, and there's a little ATV deal with about a foot wide little walk thing that went down a ditch and back up. I made it through that, and then lo and behold, there's a walk bridge, and I get across that, and now I'm in the sand, and I don't have good depth with that for at night, so I just crashed, and so I am pissed, and so I pull off here in the sage brush, and I'm not gonna, I'm close to Emory, but I'm not quite there, so I'm gonna have to wait till daylight to way better. But anyway, and that was kind of where it was yesterday. I was trying to get my at least 100 miles in, and I come outside of Green River and got a ways, and turned into an extreme headwind that would just blew me over. Couldn't ride in hardly, but I ventured on and turned away from it for a little bit, and then back into it, and I had to call it good. And found a big old light line, giant poles, and I was able to lean my bike against one of those poles, and I almost had my bike there and crashed for the night. So it's been the way it's been going. Pretty cool, though. I've been seeing some awesome things. I am in the desert for sure. I went to a place today that is a desert. Man, I don't know what Mr. Law. It's part of it come out on the old Spanish Trail, so a lot of history there. But it was pretty cool. I had to push through a lot of sand, just walk and push through it. But then got out, and for a while it was extremely hot. Then it cooled off. There had been some storms around. I got caught in one for a little bit before I got here, just after I left there in a little town. So that's been pretty interesting, and having a great time. Just having a rough time getting the mileage in. But I'll get lined out. I think I'll go up and climb one last big pass, about 10,000 feet. And got about, I think, 100 and some miles, a little over 100 and some miles to the next refuel station. So here at Emory, I'm going to make sure I get there's a water machine and a Coke machine there. I'll get all up and back on my bike. And so that's about it. It's a real adventurous, and again, I met some nice people. I met I don't usually stop at Subway, but for some reason, when I pulled in this one little town today, there was a Subway there, and it was even like off in a big parking lot, but I went over there, and I don't know why. And when I walked in, this lady said, "You're Hal, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah." So, well, apparently, Indiana had been in there. And he came through and said some kind things about me. And anyway, she was just super nice. Her name was Stephanie, and she said they call me Red Bear. I'll remember that. That's one of the coolest things. I meet people you meet. We took pictures and everything, and she was just so nice. And so, anyway, it's pretty cool. Talk to you later, bye.